Pleased to be able to join you once again, friends. Today, we do have a guest that will be calling in a little moment from now. We're going to be talking about acid reflux, indigestion. You have heard this particular guest before quite a few times, Dr. Luis Cruz. He's a naturopath and he's well researched. He's very thorough, and so we're going to talk about GERDs, or that's the technical name for acid reflux, indigestion, and so on and so forth. But until he gets here, let me say that God wishes above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. So as we prosper spiritually, God desires for us to prosper physically. You see, and that's why Jesus spent so much time, friends, in the ministry of healing. In Matthew 4:24, he says he went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, healing all manner of diseases, and those were three dimensions. I don't have the text in front of me, but to the essence, he ministered to the physical, mental, and the spiritual dimension of man. So because we're going to be talking about digestion, I just want to say, set the stage until our guest gets on. When we think about digestion, we have to think about the liver. The liver is very much involved in the production of a strong gastric juice. And from a body chemistry point of view, we maintain that what is called acid reflux is due to a very weak gastric juice, not necessarily an excess. I mean, it's an excess in that what is there, the body can't use it, so it appears to be an excess. And so usually if you do something to strengthen your gastric juice, then you're going to have better success in getting rid of the situation. Some of the things that you do to strengthen the gastric juice is, one of the things I mentioned is that the liver is involved. The key nutrient the liver use, and the first thing that goes to dilute the gastric juice is lack of calcium. Okay? Lack of calcium, lack of oxygen, those are your two primary factors. And in some cases, there'll be lack of water as well, because so many people, usually we can guarantee if persons stay long enough not drinking water, then sooner or later, they are going to begin to have all kind of digestive disturbances. Because the lack of water is going to interfere with calcium availability. It's going to interfere with the oxygen availability. It's going to interfere with a host of different things. And so what we do then, once we educate people to change their lifestyle and begin to drink water, begin to breathe properly, then we see that condition just disappear just like that. And another factor that is hinging on this particular subject matter is that the strength of the food that one is eaten, and also the time of the day that one is eating this particular food, makes all the difference in the world. You know, if you're eating a heavy steak and heavy meal like that, meat late in the evening, and you already know you have a predisposition to the condition of acid reflux and or GERD, then you're asking for more problem. Because the weaker the gastric juice is, your diet need to be proportionate in that you need to eat foods that are easiest to digest. Okay? Eat foods that are easiest to digest that make all the difference. All right, so GERD is gastroesophageal reflux disease. That's the wonderful name, technical name for the condition. Okay, and it affects quite a bit of persons. Most common symptom of GERD in adults are an acid taste in the mouth, regurgitation, and heartburn. Less common symptoms include pain with swallowing, sore throat, increased salivation, and nausea, chest pain, and coughing. All right, so these are some of the symptoms related to it according to Wikipedia. It says, GERD sometimes causes injury to the esophagus. These injuries may include one or more of the following: reflux, esophagitis, an inflammation of the esophageal epithelium, which can cause ulcer near the junction of the stomach and the esophagus. And basically, you have a constant exposure of that particular tissue to the condition, and we see problems occurring. Okay. We'd like to welcome our guests to the Better Living Radio program. Are you there?
How are you doing?
All right. Okay, we're doing just well. And once again, this is Dr. Luis Cruz, who's a naturopathic doctor. And we're going to talk about GERDs. And he's here to join us by way of phone line. All right. Welcome to the Better Living Radio program, Dr. Cruz. I've given the basic definition of GERD and so on. So how widespread is this problem today?
Even though short-term GERD is not dangerous, at the long run, a certain percentage, even though it's a small percentage, can develop stomach cancer as a result of it, or what they call Barrett's esophagus, which is the acid just irritates continuously the esophagus until it causes changes, inflammatory changes, and then changes that lead to developing Barrett's, which is like a precancerous type of inflammatory process in the esophagus.
Okay.
And that's because the thing with acid going up is that the esophagus that first part of the esophagus has no protection against acid. So that's why you usually feel the burning and the chest symptoms when you have reflux.
Okay. So, what is actually going on? The common thought is that there is too much acid. They get too much acid, so we've got to... The medications that are used, what are they aimed at doing? And also, what is going on actually?
Yeah, the main purpose of... Well, the main thought is that all acid reflux, because that's what the name implies, is that acid reflux is caused by acid. That it causes the food and the acid to go up your esophagus. So the main purpose of following the main direction of medicine is to neutralize the acid. And they use that through medications that are called proton pump inhibitors, because they just inhibit the production of acid in your stomach. And that's the main purpose. Now, the thing is, we have found that a great majority of people who have GERD or acid reflux actually do not have too much acid.
Okay.
And what they actually have is too little acid. And that may sound like actually what happens in many people who suffer from GERD. Instead of having too much acid, they actually have too little acid.
Okay.
Why
do we need that acid anyway?
Well, the acid in the stomach, the mouth is where you initially start your digestion of carbs, but then in the stomach is where you start the digestion of fat. Of protein.
Okay.
And the acid, it starts the breakdown of protein. Protein is a long chain of amino acids, and when acid activates another compound called pepsin, and pepsin then shortens that chain to make it easier for the digestive process when the food gets into the duodenum for the pancreas and the gallbladder to produce their enzymes and everything to digest.
Mm-hmm.
Contrary to what most people believe, most of our digestion does not take place in the stomach. It actually takes place in the duodenum, the small intestine, where the enzymes come in contact with that.
Okay.
So the stomach just starts the digestion of protein. But the thing is, this acid also dissolves the fiber around vegetables so that you can absorb your minerals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important also for digestion of breakdown of other compounds, just like fiber, in foods and fruits and vegetables, so that your body can absorb the minerals and the nutrients that are in those foods.
Okay. Mm. So
there's a third application of
okay,
the acid.
Go right ahead.
The acid also kills bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And parasites. So it does have a few functions there. But the main thing is, for digestion. Yeah.
How acid, we know the pH scale below 7 is considered acid. Just how far acid down, 0 is as acid as you get?
The stomach will go down to 2.
The stomach goes down to 2.
About 2, yeah, the pH of 2. That's really acid.
So if a person had took out some of that acid gastric juice and stuck their finger into it, what might happen?
They'll get burned, just like it when they're exposed to muriatic acid.
Mm-hmm.
Muriatic acid is actually hydrochloric acid. People use that to clean cement.
So if the medications are aimed at counteracting or stopping the production of acid production, is that interfering also with the digestion?
Well, yes, it's going to interfere with digestion, bacterial overgrowth. It's mm-hmm. going to increase your risk for bacterial overgrowth in the gut, which will cause leaky gut syndrome or permeability of the intestine. That's what they call it scientifically. And it could cause a whole bunch of other things. And but, of course, some people do, for certain reasons, maybe due to bacteria in your stomach, H. pylori, produce too much acid. And they do need to be neutralized, but you shouldn't neutralize to the point where it affects their digestion and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that many of these medications that are used have many side effects. That used short term is not a problem, but after 3 months of using many of these medications can increase your risk for a fracture, especially with the elderly,
mm-hmm.
and decreases your magnesium contact, increases your risk for infertility in men, and also increases your risk for dementia because you're not absorbing B12 and other things,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. There's a whole gamma of things that could happen.
So is there a more sensible approach to correcting the condition GERD?
Well, if there is actually too much acid, maybe in some cases, maybe short-term use of these medications is okay, but like I said, only short-term.
Okay.
Yes, even doctors recognize that lifestyle has a very important part in the alleviation of GERD. And they recommend that people who are overweight to lose weight if they have GERD. And it's because people who are overweight, their abdomen, their large abdomen causes pressure inside the stomach and opens the esophagus, causing acid to go up to your esophagus.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid foods that could cause reflux. That's going to depend on the person. Mostly foods that are high in fat that affect your digestion. Eat smaller meals before you eat too long, too much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's one of the causes of reflux because it keeps the esophagus open. Don't lie down after you eat.
Mm-hmm.
because you're, again, you're causing the food to cause pressure on the esophagus. And they recommend those people who don't, let's say they're bedridden people, should maybe elevate their bed, so that they won't develop any trouble.
Okay.
And quit smoking and alcohol. Those things are the main things that could affect cause. So there's a lot of factors in lifestyle that increases our risk for GERD. Now for those people who don't have too much acid, let's say, I would say there's more than 50% of the people who suffer from GERD who actually have the opposite. Very little acid.
Okay.
And this, what happens here is that when your food goes into your stomach produces the acid. The acid causes your esophagus to close because it has like a form of a sensor. As soon as it detects that the pH in your stomach has decreased to a certain level, the esophagus closes so that the food contents don't go up. After a while, that same acid or pH causes the pyloric valve, that's the valve in the bottom of the stomach, to open so that the food can start emptying for further digestion. Now, what happens with people who have GERD as a result of low acid? What's going to happen is, bottom one is not going to open, so the food is going to stay longer in the stomach. They're going to get bloatiness, and they're going to feel like their stomach has that food for too long. And the esophagus valve does not close. The sphincter does not close. So as a result, you have reflux as a result of low acid. And it's totally the opposite. And many people who have this problem with GERD actually are still given medication for reducing acid when what they really need is to increase their acid.
Okay. So we're looking at possibility of decreased hydrochloric acid. And the other one was too weak of the acid, hydrochloric acid, there too little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too little production, yes.
Too little production.
But most of these people, the easy way to know is simply because the food is staying too long in their stomach. They feel that many hours later, they could still feel that food going up. Mm-hmm. But they're still taking acid relievers, you know. And what they have is the low acid in their stomach, which is not permitting their pyloric valve or sphincter to open.
Okay.
So if food is staying there too long. So that's one of the most common symptoms and easiest way to determine that. Of course, another symptoms of low acid would be hair loss in women, brittle nails. Nails don't grow normally because their body's not absorbing the nutrients, the calcium, the iron, etc. And apparent anemia, especially a woman who's anemic for a long time, no matter how much iron they take, it's because they don't have the hydrochloric acid in their stomach. And these are the most common symptoms that will happen. Bloatiness, especially after you eat, you feel bloated, stomach distends, etc. Those are the most common symptoms of too little acid.
All right. So what can be done? What are some suggestions naturally that may help a person through this episode?
Well, the simplest thing is to first test. Of course, there are expensive tests you could do where they actually make you swallow a pill, and that pill is like a sensor, a transmitter, that transmits to a machine, and the machine tells you, and they challenge your stomach with baking soda. They see if it produces acid or not. It sends a message to the pH message to the machine. But there's an easier way, and it's just taking two lemons, and squeezing them, and then sipping the lemon without diluting after a heavy meal, after a good meal, a main meal, and then seeing if the bloatiness decreases, seeing if the symptoms improve. If the symptoms improve, you're most likely having a low acid content in your stomach and not too much acid. Acid reflux will be treated more effectively if you take something that increases the acid in your stomach. If the lemon relieves enough, you could just continue with that in some mild cases. But in severe cases where the acid content is so low in the stomach, we would recommend going to your health food store, getting betaine HCl, at least 700 milligrams, and take one immediately before you eat. You have to, that's acid, so you immediately you have to start eating, and otherwise you'll feel burning in the stomach. And you start eating, and then seeing if that relieves your symptoms. And we recommend increasing like the dosage every 3 to 4 days until you get to the point where you really do feel acid. Then back off a little bit and stay with a lower dose.
Mm-hmm.
We always recommend the person be in, under the supervision of somebody like a health professional that will, or the doctor that will know about mm-hmm. these alternative treatments. Yeah.
Okay. So we have the lemons or the hydrochloric acid capsules.
Yes.
What else can be done to help a person through this?
Well, the clue would be to try to get your stomach to actually produce the acid and not having to take a crutch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
That's possible in the great majority of people, but like in the elderly where their stomach acid and their stomach is atrophied already and they're not going to produce any more acid or very little acid at all, they might have to take hydrochloric acid for the rest of their life. But in people where their stomach can restore itself, they could take bitter herbs. Bitter herbs would be like golden peel, dandelion, gentian, combined with chamomile and orange peel. They usually combine those herbs together. Any of those herbs that are very bitter are the ones that tend to restore the stomach to produce acid. So taking these herbs consistently, I would recommend like before a meal and even after a meal, you can take these bitter herbs in small quantities, maybe make an extract or a strong tea of these herbs, and then you take like a tablespoon or so before and after.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't interfere with your meal, and that will gradually restore your stomach. If it's still in good shape, it will come back to normal and your digestion will perfect itself and will correct itself, and at some point you won't need the hydrochloric acid.
Wow, that's wonderful. So a person can actually correct these condition naturally then to where their body will start producing its own hydrochloric acid.
Yes. And the thing is, this is very important because a lot of people, this is the whole cycle. When you don't produce enough acid in your stomach, when the food actually does get to empty in your small intestine in a delayed way, your gallbladder will now empty correctly because the acid kind of activates your gallbladder.
Mm-hmm.
You won't digest fats. Your pancreas will not get activated adequately, so you won't digest proteins or carbs or fats
mm-hmm.
as well. So you're going to have bad digestion all over, bad absorption, mineral problems, disease, because all diseases start in some way or another in your digestive tract and your diet.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where it's very important. Some people, Hippocrates says, may your food be your medicine.
Yeah.
We should get all our nutrients from our food, or that you are what you eat. But the truth is, you are what you digest.
That's
if
right.
You eat the healthiest food, but your stomach or your digestive tract is not working, well, it's like if you're eating the worst food. And so it's important also, not only what you eat, but what you digest.
That's correct. That's correct. So, in our last 30 seconds, what can you say to that person out there that's still not convinced that they can get over their GERDs? They've had it for so long a time. They've been on this medication for so long. What can you say to that person to help them over the hump?
Well, the main thing is trust in God and obey the laws of your body. As we mentioned before, there are lifestyle habits that promote these problems. And many times just taking a pill does not cause complete relief, and that gets us frustrated. But when you change the way you eat, the foods you eat and the things you do, many times this is what you need to really get up that hump. And I think if you do a lifestyle change in combination with these simple remedies we recommended, you will get better, and you feel, I would say, more than 80% of the people who do this, close to 100% of the people who do this, feel much, much better and do very well.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Cruz, Luis Cruz, Naturopath. Listeners, if you have any further question, you desire more information, you may contact Peter at Better Living Natural Food, 731-279-0350. Join us next week at the same time.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
All right. God bless, man.
If you have a question you'd like to hear answered on the air, Another one down.
Yes, sir. So, did you get it? You understood?
The message?
GERD.
Right. Acid reflux, gastric, voice varies from person to person. So,
So, they can either use lemon juice, or they can take the hydrochloric acid capsule. Some people use apple cider vinegar too, and it does the same. Because if you do this for a while so your body can gain more nutrients, then sooner or later, then your body can start doing its own. You see, where you don't depend upon those external substances.
So it's like a process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a process whereby being on the medication, I think probably Prevacek or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I've heard of people on that.
Yeah, you end up being on it for life.
Because the body gets used to it, you need a stronger dose, or you got to have it.
Yeah, but if they did it, go about it to correct the problem, then they can get over it. We have seen guests that come to us get over that condition.
That's good. I know that bothers a lot of people.
Yeah, it does. They want to eat all they want to eat. They can't eat it because if they do, it's going to ride them.
And I've noticed they have to take their pill at a certain time, 7 or 8 on the dot.
Yeah.
Every day. I mean, it doesn't matter if they were eating healthy bananas, apples, or eating McDonald's. Either way, they got to do it every day.
They got to do it, man.
Yeah. I'm lucky enough I don't have that.
Well, you're still young, so you shouldn't have it right now.
One of my friends who's younger than me has it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's 25.
Oh, yeah?
Has acid reflux. Has to take a pill every day.
Yeah, he don't need to have it. You need to look at his lifestyle. What he's doing. Is he drinking water? What is he eating? You know? Is he getting rest? These are some of the important factors that sum up to affect our health.
Yeah. So, not enough rest. I know that off the bat. I can answer that one.
Not enough rest, huh?
Yeah, not enough rest.
Okay, so that's one out. And does he drink water?
He does. He drinks a lot of it, probably about as much as I do. Okay. His diet's honestly about like mine. We both just eat whatever. We try and get high protein, and we eat fruit. I'm trying not to laugh. He's cracking me up with this. I'm sure you've heard it a million times, but yes, we just follow a typical American diet, so to speak. So.
Wow. The American diet, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, you know, the American diet